Well, hey there, everybody. It's Jonathan Dorr with you once again for the Catholic Teacher Daily Podcast. People ask, how do you do it daily? I go, really? I mean, this is God we're talking about, right? I mean, it's not like you can run out of things to say. I mean, St. Thomas Aquinas wrote the Summa. If you're not familiar with it, it's the Summa Theologiae, the Sum of Theology. He wrote vast volumes, and at the end of it, he said, all I have written is chaff. He was just like, even this doesn't touch on the majesty of God. So I'm never going to run out of content, and I just hope it's a blessing to you. We never know. I pray before I come in the studio, and I read, and I think, and I hope that God's always going to bring something great for you. So I'm going to share with you a really cool quote that I think is so powerful. If you're not getting the daily quote, do me a favor. Make sure before you finish this podcast, or as you finish the podcast, or when you finish the podcast, email me at daily@beingcatholic.com.au, daily@beingcatholic.com.au, because I'm going to put you on the daily list, and then you're going to get these quotes once a day, and they just like take you 30 seconds to read them, and just little shot in the arm. So make sure you email me, daily@beingcatholic.com.au. Now, listen, I want to share this really cool quote with you. This is from Charles Spurgeon, one of the great Protestant evangelists of the last century, of the 19th century. Spurgeon, with guys like Smith Wigglesworth and that, these were just these giants who just went full postal Holy Spirit and just, I just love some of what these guys say. Listen to this quote. Let me just, I pray the Holy Spirit's going to hit you with this one. It's so cool. Listen to this. Very simple. No one ever served God by doing things tomorrow. It's good, isn't it? One more time. No one ever served God by doing things tomorrow. All right, what does it mean? It means that God promises us today. Now, he is the God of yesterday, today, and forever, but we're humans of today. Now, we have a past and we have a future, but all we're promised is today. All we're promised is now. All we're promised is what's going to happen on this day. So, friends, no one ever served God by doing things tomorrow. What does it mean? It means your classroom today, your conversations today, your relationships with your colleagues and faculty today, whether you pray or don't pray today. So we're going to serve God today. I'm doing this podcast today. I'm going to see my family soon. It's very early in the morning still. I'm going to get out of the studio, see those guys, and I'm going to have to be a good parent today. So what we need is the grace of today. And that's what he promised us. He promised us the Holy Spirit as the advocate, as the guide, as the counselor, as the paraclete, as the one who inspires and carries us. So friends, we got today. So as you go about your work today, or if you're hearing this at night when you go there tomorrow, we're going to trust that God's going to bless you with tomorrow, then take that mindset. God, I want to serve you today. Who's in front of me today? Be present, be mindful in the conversations. I find this with my kids. I still got really young kids, and sometimes they just talk, and they talk about things that are interested to them. And as a parent, you think, it's a long journey, and we'll have these wonderful memories, and we have all that, and we've had great experiences as a family, but it's in the now. God wants me to listen now. He wants me to turn and be present to them now. So who's in your classroom? Who's in front of you? Who's in the conversation? We're going to serve God today. All right, that's all I want to say. It's very simple, isn't it? Such a good message. One more time. No one ever served God by doing things tomorrow. All right? So don't worry about the future. Jesus said that, didn't he? He said, tomorrow's going to have enough worries of its own. Gosh, I need to hear that. Many of you know I've been in a bad accident and I'm recovering. I had a lot of surgery and I don't have use of my right index finger. So if you're hearing this, please pray for me for a miracle. I need a healing. But my mind can start to worry and wonder about what's going to happen. But Jesus tells me that tomorrow, Jonathan, is going to have enough worries of its own. You need to worry about today, or not even worry about it. You need to rest and trust in today. So he's saying to you, listen, reports, they're going to take care of themselves in the future. That conversation next Tuesday you got to have, that's going to be there for you next Tuesday. His grace is sufficient for you in the moment. Man, I need to hear that. I'm preaching to the choir, preaching to myself. His grace is sufficient for us today. The next class, the next meeting, the next phone call with a parent, the grace is there. All you got to do is turn on the tap. How do you do it? I keep telling everybody, start your day with prayer. Invoke the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, come, help me, give me the grace for today. Prompt me, inspire me, give me creativity, guide me, give me wisdom today. All right, I'm going to pray for you. Father, thank you for everyone listening. Thank you for what they're doing in this great journey of Catholic education. Thank you that you're making them saints through the work, that they're not going to become saints in some mystical future. They're not going to become holy some magical day, that you're making them holy through the work, that you're carrying them and shaping them and trying to change them through the work. And I pray that everybody listening, Father, would know that your grace is sufficient unto today, that you've got everything they need today and that you're going to use them today. Holy Spirit, inspire them. Blessed Mother, I just entrust them to your Immaculate Heart. Everybody, do me a favor. Make sure you've subscribed wherever you listen to this, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts. Please subscribe and do one thing for me. Share this, grab this link and send it to every teacher in your school and say, hey, listen to this. Okay, I want to start sharing this with more and more people. It's growing every day, but I need your help. So I'm going to do this for free forever. The only payment I ask is that you're going to try and share it with me. Share it with me. I'm sharing it with you. Would you share it with others? Gosh, it is early. Need more caffeine. God bless you, everybody. This has been the Catholic Teacher Daily Podcast. My name is Jonathan Doyle, and I'm going to have another message for you tomorrow.